This is Mulberry Christian Radio with our religious news report. Brought to you by Mulberry Christian Radio. The United Nations Security Council held a pivotal vote on a draft resolution demanding an immediate ceasefire in Gaza, a resolution that notably made no mention of the Israeli hostages still held by Hamas. The resolution gained overwhelming support from 14 of the 15 member states, but was ultimately blocked by a veto from the United States. In a major leap forward for missile defense, Rafael Advanced Defense Systems unveiled its new family of laser weapons that could render traditional bomb shelters largely obsolete during most aerial attacks. The Iron Beam series comprised a stationary Iron Beam, mobile Iron Beam M, and vehicle-mounted Light Beam was introduced and will continue to be presented throughout 2025. Israeli governing coalition is teetering on the edge of collapse as tensions over a proposed Haredi conscription bill deepens, prompting multiple parties to push for dissolving the Knesset and sending the nation toward new elections. Israel's military said it struck Syria after a barrage of rockets launched by forces in southern Syria and Houthis in Yemen entered Israel, forcing millions to seek shelter. After more than 2 years of legal battles, the FBI has released over 100 pages of disturbing writings and personal documents belonging to Andrew Hale, the perpetrator of the March 2023 Covenant School shooting that left 6 people dead, including 3 children. A 3-judge panel from the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals heard arguments in a case testing the limits of religious freedom and anti-discrimination laws as the state of Washington seeks to overturn an injunction shielding a church-run nonprofit from enforcing of hiring restrictions under state law. More than a month after coordinated attacks on Easter Sunday by Hindu nationalist groups, several Christian churches remain closed, exposing a rising tide of religious persecution, even as India experiences significant Christian revival over the past 2 decades. More than 100 Christians, including children, pastors, farmers, and even people attending a funeral, have been killed and around 5,000 displaced in attacks by Islamist militants in Nigeria, a Christian advocacy group confirmed. And Camp Idra Hajj, which is taken from the song I'd Rather Have Jesus, is celebrating 77 years of introducing young campers to the Lord, doing week-long forays to the foothills of Bailey, Colorado. In a tragic yet utterly confusing event for major news outlets, a man reportedly screaming, "Palestine is free," while attacking a Jewish-owned cafe in Boulder, Colorado, has left mainstream journalists scratching their heads in collective bewilderment as to what could have possibly motivated the assault. And a disturbing surge in anti-Semitic attacks has swept across France in recent days, triggering alarm among Jewish communities and prompting renewed calls for urgent government action. French President Emmanuel Macron signaled that France may take concrete action against Israel in response to the ongoing war in Gaza, warning that a decision will be made in the coming days regarding a possible shift in policy. Public support for a two-state solution between Israel and the Palestinians has reached its lowest point on record, according to a new Pew Research Center poll. Only 21% of Israelis now believe peaceful coexistence is possible, a dramatic decline from the 50% recorded in 2013 when the question was first polled. And Israeli security officials had confirmed that the government has been arming a local militia operating in southern Gaza in an effort to undermine Hamas's grip on the enclave, following public allegations made by the opposition leader, Avigdor Lieberman. And Britain's public broadcaster rejected what it called incorrect White House criticism of its Gaza coverage, describing a claim that it had taken down a story as completely wrong. A groundbreaking new study using artificial intelligence has redated many of the Dead Sea Scrolls to significantly earlier periods, challenging long-held views of ancient Judaism, the development of Hebrew script, and the roots of early Christianity. And Britain's Prime Minister threatened to impose more sanctions on Israel over its war against Hamas in Gaza and the Jewish nation's expansion of settlements in the West Bank, also known as Judea and Samaria. In a major victory for religious liberty, the U.S. Supreme Court unanimously ruled that the state of Wisconsin unconstitutionally discriminated against a Catholic charity by denying its tax exemption available to other religious organizations. In a powerful display of international unity and evangelistic zeal, a 140-member choir from the Zion Mission in Korea, based in Vancouver, Canada, joined British believers for a bold street outreach in central London last month, resulting in 52 people making commitments to Christ and more than 8,000 gospel tracts distributed. Dozens of Christians have been killed in Nigeria in recent days, several sources said, after Worthy News already reported the killing of more than 100 Christians by Islamists since May 24th in the troubled African nation. And one of the largest pro-Israeli events planned for 2025 has been indefinitely postponed after escalating terror threats left organizers without a secure venue just days before it was set to begin. The American jihadist targeted pro-Israeli summit in Texas, forcing the shutdown. In a stunning display of artificial intelligence developing common sense, Amazon's new humanoid delivery robots have reportedly refused to operate in the state of Alabama, citing a strategically unreasonable chance of being mistaken for a trespassing Terminator. And Build a Baby Workshop now open. Startup lets parents choose IQ, height, and cheekbones. Sold separately. In a breakthrough for parents who always dreamed of designing their child like a luxury car, a genetic startup has launched a revolutionary service that ranks embryos based on IQ, height, and facial symmetry, finally merging science with the moral clarity of a used car dealership. And President Donald Trump issued a sharp warning to Tehran, declaring that Iran will not be allowed to enrich uranium, even at low levels, intensifying fears that the fragile negotiations over Iran's nuclear program may collapse, potentially triggering military conflict. Free speech or blasphemy, UK man fined for Quran burning as critics warn of legal overreach. In a case that has reignited debate over freedom of speech and religion in the United Kingdom, a British court fined Turkish-born filmmaker Hamid Koskin for burning a copy of the Quran outside the Turkish consulate in London earlier this year. An act prosecutors label a religiously aggravated public order offense. And the Italian Union of Jewish Communities has expressed concern about massive march in Rome organized to protest against the plight of Palestinian civilians in Gaza and Israel's war against Hamas. And the Trump administration has escalated its maximum pressure campaign on Iran with a sweeping new round of sanctions targeting its shadow banking network, as President Donald Trump warned that Tehran is slow-walking its nuclear decision and that a definitive answer must come in a very short period of time. Historic spike of anti-Semitism in Germany. 80 years after the end of the Holocaust, Germany is once again confronted with a historic spike in anti-Semitic incidents, according to government watchdog figures. And the European Jewish Congress has welcomed the unanimous decision by French legislators to posthumously promote a captain to the rank of Brigadier General 130 years after his wrongful conviction in one of the most infamous anti-Semitic scandals in modern European history. And Iran has ordered thousands of tons of ballistic missile propellant from China to rebuild its arsenal and arm its terrorist proxy forces across the Middle East, according to the Wall Street Journal. And the United Kingdom and France have decided not to recognize a Palestinian state at an upcoming international conference in New York, despite earlier indications that both countries were moving in that direction, according to diplomats cited in The Guardian and the Middle East Eye. Israel has assured President Donald Trump that it will not carry out a military strike on Iran's nuclear facilities unless the White House concludes that negotiations with Tehran have failed, according to Israeli officials cited by Axios. A North Carolina church is rallying to protect nearly two dozen Afghan Christian refugees from deportation after the Trump administration announced the end of the temporary protected status for Afghanistan, effective July 14. And Caitlyn Jenner, the former Olympic champion and leading figure in the transgender community, will participate in the Tel Aviv Pride Parade for the first time, scheduled. And the Israeli military is preparing to intercept a Gaza-bound ship carrying pro-Palestinian activists, including Swedish climate campaigner Greta Thunberg, before it can reach Israeli territorial waters. The vessel, named Madeline, is part of a mission organized by the Freedom Flotilla Coalition and is currently sailing under the UK flag. And the Stephen Family YMCA in Champaign, Illinois, will host a disturbing program centered around the sexuality of young children. Christian YMCA Center to host the LGBTQ plus youth camp for kids as young as 7. One of the largest pro-Israeli event planned for 2025 has been indefinitely postponed in Texas after escalating terror threats left organizers without a secure venue just days before it was set to begin. In a bold leap forward for romance and regression, a new survey reveals that the majority of Gen Z is willing to marry artificial intelligence, provided the AI can text back consistently and never ghost them during Mercury retrograde. Philadelphia launches bold new public transit plan, just burn the buses, in a fiery rollout of what city officials are calling a radically simplified transit strategy. At least 40 decommissioned buses were set ablaze at a Philly depot, sparked both liberal and metaphorical smoke signals about the future of transportation. The mark of the beast, the tech, is already here. In a major breakthrough for wearable technology and neural interface development, researchers at the Georgia Institute of Technology have created an almost invisible brain sensor small enough to fit between human hair follicles and just beneath the skin. While hailed as a marvel of biomedical engineering, the technology has also sparked alarm among Bible prophecy watchers who see it as yet another sign that the infrastructure for the mark of the beast is rapidly falling into place. And U.S. President Donald Trump spoke with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu amid escalating tensions over Iran's nuclear program, urging caution as delicate negotiations with Tehran near potential breaking point. In a stunning archaeological breakthrough, Israeli researchers have unearthed a 1,700-year-old Roman marble sarcophagus in the ancient port city of Caesarea, depicting a rare and detailed mythological scene, a drinking contest between Darius, the Roman god of wine, and the legendary hero Hercules. And Israeli forces bringing water and sandwiches for the crew intercepted an aid boat bound for Gaza while carrying Greta Thunberg and other prominent activists. The Israeli intercepts Gaza aid ship, shows activists raw footage of Hamas massacre before deportation. The governor of the U.S. state of Georgia has urged prayers after several people were killed by falling trees and tens of thousands were left without power as severe storms rolled through the South. In a historic display of unity and spiritual awakening, more than 26,000 people were baptized across the United States on Pentecost Sunday, marking what organizers say is the largest synchronized baptism event in American history. A severe indictment for animal abuse, conspiracy, and preparation to commit a crime was filed against an 18-year-old woman who tried to smuggle a kid goat into the Temple Mount during Passover this year for the purpose of sacrificing an offering. And the FBI is yet to solve at least 5 cases it opened into arson attacks targeting pro-life pregnancy centers in 2022, according to an investigation by the Daily Caller News. And C.S. Lewis's best-selling book, The Screwtape Letters, is going to hit the big screen feature films from Max McLean, an acclaimed theater actor who has since spent much of his life adapting Lewis's work for the stage. In a bold move to secure affections and street loyalty, Iran's supreme leader, the Ayatollah, has ordered a sweeping ban on dog walking across more than 20 Iranian cities, claiming citizens have shown more unconditional love to their dogs than to their divinely appointed overlord. In a hoof-stomping display of bovine desperation, a cow at an Arkansas livestock auction made a dramatic, fruitless bid for freedom by scaling the bleachers and crashing through the roof, only to be reminded mid-air that he had already been disqualified from red heifer candidacy. Silicon Valley billionaire Peter Thiel has reignited a theological and political debate after warning that modern technology, particularly artificial intelligence and global data systems, could provide the infrastructure for what the Bible calls the Antichrist. A leading Washington, D.C.-based think tank has revealed that Iran conducted and subsequently concealed a series of nuclear implosion tests in 2003, a critical step in developing a nuclear weapon. The findings published by the Institute for Science and International Security are based on the International Atomic Energy Agency's confidential report dated May 31st, 2025. At least 10 people, including 7 students and adults, have been killed in a school shooting in Graz, Austria's second largest city, its mayor, Elke Kahr, confirmed. Iran threatened to target Israel's undisclosed nuclear sites if its own nuclear infrastructure is attacked, according to state-run Islamic Republic News. The warning marks a significant escalation amid faltering negotiations with the United States over Tehran's controversial nuclear program. And the Israeli military launched a rare naval strike against Houthi military infrastructure at the port in western Yemen, marking the first time the Israeli Navy has been used in direct strikes during the current war. The move comes in response to a series of missile and drone attacks launched by Iran-backed Houthi rebels against Israeli territory. And the UK Supreme Court has delivered a final and resounding victory to Christian mother Christy Higgs, refusing to hear an appeal from a secondary school that dismissed her over social media posts expressing concerns about LGBTQ plus materials taught to children. And late night host Stephen Colbert, a self-described Roman Catholic, recently said a female portrayal of Jesus is long overdue during an interview with a bisexual actress set to star as Jesus in Jesus Christ Superstar at the Hollywood Bowl this summer. And the attorney for Christian Baker, who has been targeted by California officials over a refusal to make a cake for a same-sex couple, is hoping to take the shocking case to the U.S. Supreme Court. And environmental activist Greta Thunberg made headlines after claiming she was kidnapped by the Israeli Defense Forces during a protest near the Gaza border. However, eyewitnesses and leaked footage tell a different story, one that includes vegan meals, complimentary Wi-Fi, and bedtime stories in three languages. In a divine twist worthy of the book of Leviticus meets courtroom drama, a woman has been charged with animal abuse after allegedly smuggling a goat onto the Temple Mount for what she insists was a spiritual promotion. A high school student in New York has become the latest battleground in the fight for religious liberty, as school officials face allegations of extreme religious censorship in violation of federal law and the U.S. Constitution. Two men who abandoned Islam and turned to faith in Christ have been forced to flee Iran, where they were sentenced to 12 years in prison each on charges linked to possessing multiple copies of the Bible, Christians told Worthy News. And Southern Baptist delegates have endorsed a ban on same-sex marriage and agreed to demand the U.S. Supreme Court overturn a 10-year-old ruling that legalized it in the United States. Argentine President Javier Milei announced that his country will officially relocate its embassy in Israel from Tel Aviv area to Jerusalem in 2026, marking a significant diplomatic shift and further solidifying his pro-life stance. Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu declared that Israel will not allow Iran to bring about a second Holocaust, vowing to continue military operations against the Islamic Republic after Israeli intelligence indicated Iran was on the verge of acquiring nuclear weapons. Nigeria's government was under pressure to end massacres in the country's central Benue state after at least 100 people, many believed to be Christians, were reportedly killed there overnight. And U.S. Evangelist Franklin Graham urged Christians to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. And Christian farmer and evangelist Paul Jongas tells Worthy News that his Christian neighbor has been kidnapped in Nigeria's capital, and that he too fears for his life. And police in Ethiopia still searched for a suspect in the killing of a Christian evangelist who was murdered for sharing the good news of the gospel with others in his mainly Muslim community. Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu told ABC News that assassinating Iran's supreme leader would not intensify the conflict between Israel and Iran, but would instead bring it to an end. Iranian missiles triggered sirens across northern Israel after the death toll of previous strikes launched by Tehran and its Houthi allies in Yemen rose to at least 25, with hundreds injured. And the Israeli Air Force struck the headquarters of Iran's state-affiliated broadcaster, Islamic Republic of Iran Broadcasting, during a live transmission following an unprecedented evacuation warning issued to residents of northern Tehran. The attack marked a dramatic escalation in the outgoing conflict between Israel and Iran. An Indonesian house church organizer hopes a territorial dispute over four small islands in western Indonesia will not lead to war. And the U.S. Supreme Court has overturned a New York State Court ruling that required the Roman Catholic Diocese of Albany to provide abortion coverage in its employee health plan, sending the case back to the New York Court of Appeals for reconsideration. The decision marks a significant development in a year-long legal battle over religious freedom and state health mandates. And North Texas law enforcement agencies, in partnership with the FBI, announced the result of Operation Soteria Shield, a sweeping month-long initiative that rescued 109 children from online sexual exploitation and resulted in 244 arrests, including 21 registered sex offenders. And Jimmy Swaggart, the U.S. evangelist who is believed to have preached the gospel of Jesus Christ on television longer than any other American in history, remained in critical condition after suffering a heart attack, family members said. And a group of Christians who have repented of homosexual and transgender behavior gathered at the California State Capitol in Sacramento to speak out against cultural and government resistance toward those who desire to leave the LGBTQ lifestyle. Iranian Supreme Leader, the Ayatollah, vowed that his nation will never surrender, defiantly rejecting President Donald Trump's call for Iran's unconditional surrender as Israeli airstrikes plummeted targets across Iran for 6 consecutive days. And the Israeli Defense Forces announced that its campaign against Iran's nuclear program and ballistic missile capabilities is on track to achieve its objective within a week or two. The military estimate came as Israeli fighter jets and drones carried out a fresh wave of airstrikes targeting Iranian ballistic missile launchers, air defense systems, and radar sites across western and central Iran. The Israeli government confirmed its agreement to a ceasefire with Iran, brokered by U.S. President Donald Trump, following what officials call the successful conclusion of Operation Rising Lion. Israel leaders declared that the military campaign had met and exceeded its goal through fresh missile attacks from Iran threatened to undermine the fragile truce. As America marks the third anniversary of the Dobbs versus Jackson Women's Health Organization decision, a historic Supreme Court ruling that overturned Roe v. Wade and restored the people's right to protect life through their elected officials, pro-life advocates are celebrating a legal victory while confronting a sobering reality. Abortions are on the rise, and the battle to defend the unborn is far from over. The family of a young Christian teenager was still searching for their daughter after she was abducted by a Muslim man in Pakistan's Punjab province earlier this month, Christian told Worthy News. And Mon B, a singer and street preacher in the UK, is standing firm for her faith after an officer with the British Transport Police attempted to shut her down, telling her sharing the gospel was all wrong. Israel's military and intelligence leadership are expressing confidence that Iran's nuclear program has been significantly disrupted following a series of U.S. and Israeli airstrikes on key nuclear sites, though officials caution that the full impact of the campaign is still being assessed. And seven Israeli soldiers were killed when their armored combat engineering vehicle was struck by an explosive device in the southern Gaza Strip city, marking one of the deadliest incidents for Israeli forces in months. In a sweeping nationwide operation, U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement arrested 11 Iranian nationals suspected of having terrorist affiliations or criminal histories while living illegally in the United States. One U.S. citizen was also taken into custody after allegedly threatening ICE agents and harboring a fugitive. And the United States is on high alert amid growing concerns of Iranian sleeper cells potentially operating within its borders. The threat emerged following President Donald Trump's decisive military strike against key Iranian nuclear sites. Intelligence sources confirmed that shortly after the strike, the U.S. received a chilling warning from Tehran. If attacked, the regime could activate operatives already inside America to carry out acts of terror. And more than 17,000 people flooded Excel, London, for the much-anticipated return of the God Loves You Tour, led by Reverend Franklin Grayman, overwhelming the venue's maximum capacity and prompting security to turn thousands away. And Syria's top Christian leader has blamed Syrian President al-Sarraj's government for a deadly church blast that killed dozens, while fellow persecuted Christians also expressed their sorrow. In an extraordinary public statement, Israel's Mossad intelligence agency hailed the nation's stunning success in Operation Rising Lion, calling it a historic moment that has significantly neutralized the Iranian threat after 12-day aerial and covert operations. Fresh off a joint military operation targeting Iran's nuclear infrastructure, U.S. President Trump has ignited a political firestorm in Israel by calling for the immediate cancellation of Prime Minister Netanyahu's ongoing corruption trial. In a forceful Truth Social post, Trump blasted the proceedings as a ridiculous witch hunt against the great wartime Prime Minister. And a landmark win for the pro-life movement, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that South Carolina has the constitutional authority to exclude Planned Parenthood from its Medicaid program, marking a significant shift in the battle over taxpayer funding of abortion-related services. And this week marks 3 years since the Supreme Court struck down Roe v. Wade. While the decision, officially known as Dobbs v. Jackson Women's Health Organization, marked an enormous victory for the pro-life movement, recent research shows the number of abortions is rising. And most Christians in the United States have little to no trust in the Democratic Party and would never vote for a Democrat, a new poll suggests, as liberal Christian advocates remain confident that there is a path to win over voters, a path to win over voters of faith. And the Supreme Leader, the Ayatollah, emerged via pixelated bunker broadcast on state TV to declare total victory over Israel and the United States, despite the minor detail that Iran didn't shoot down a single plane, kill a single soldier, or prevent any of its symbols of strength from being turned into flaming craters. And this concludes our weekly religious news report brought to you by Mulberry Christian Radio. Till next time, have a blessed week.